Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's another V103 Odyssey exclusive. Today we talk a new album with an AT alien, one of the biggest in the game, Lil Baby.
Hey.
Making this album, we talked a few times on text back and forth about, you know, you was trying to find beats and stuff. Like, what is it like for you when you making beat selection?
It's real hard because everybody, most of the producers got this Lil Baby sound in their head.
And you don't want that?
I don't want that.
You don't want that?
I'm telling them.
They like, trying to make something to prove. They trying to make
it. They're trying to remake them because them hits, so they need to be able, they need one of them.
They done studied the tempo.
They done studied
the cadence.
So it's like, now I'm trying to tell them, like, send me somebody else's beats, like, I hit you up, don't send me the ones you've been wanting to send, baby. Like, send me the ones you was going to send Jack Harlow. Or, you feel me? Anybody else, like, not baby. You feel me? Because, and it's like 98% of the producers, like, it's like the same beats, the same beats.
They're trying to produce for you.
You feel me? Just that step.
Well, they're not trying to produce for you. They're trying to make beats for you. Because a lot of people don't understand the difference in a beat maker and a producer. Right. And it's a big difference. It's a huge difference than a kid just sitting at home making beats, sending beats out, than a person that actually produces a record. Because you might get a beat from somebody, and then somebody from the Four Pockets or the QC camp come in and help you produce the record, actually produce the record.
For the right shit, right places.
Right.
Arranging. Arranging right way.
He might have did it for an 8-bar verse, you need a 12.
Right.
He might
cut it out.
You know what I'm saying?
Really no music. Understand
the producers. Hook too long.
Right, producers understand that. Beat makers, they just could make a beat. Yeah, you're right. But some people are producers and some are beat makers. But I think it's just like you said, I ain't even look at it like that way. Like, they trying to get one of them again. You feel me? Like, yeah. That song's so big and so good. They like, this the way you need to go. But I'm saying, I got something to say no matter what. Just like, try something. Then when I tell them I want to try something different, they'll go too different. Like, because now they trying for it to be different. I just need you to just get in there and just make beats.
We have a phrase for that. It's like, they overproduce their music. They forget that lyrics is also an instrument.
Right.
Because when you listen to a beat, you listen to a hit, sometimes you can listen to a hit record, and then you just listen to the beat, and you be like, how in the hell did he
make
this out of that?
For sure. Even that song, like beats that I don't pick. Like, if I don't pick a beat, and then Rallo pick a beat, and he going there, I'm like, damn, I never could see that on there. Right.
Now, constructing the new project, this is what, this is, how many albums?
It's my third album.
It's the third album, but you had the one with Marlo, then you had one with Gunna.
It probably like my.
Then you had one.
10th tape.
Dirt.
No, probably about my 9th tape or something. Oh, something like
in
that.
In 5 years.
5 years. 10th tape, something like that. 5 years for sure. Third album.
Third solo project. 10 projects. 5 years. Getting into this album, I know we kind of went back and forth, like I said, a little bit about it, but. Like, constructing the Lil Baby album. Because I think I texted you when I first saw the track list. I was like, why? This two albums.
Right, definitely. Like, why?
Like, this two albums.
It was more so I wanted to just, I waited so long.
You wanted
so
to
just
get
long,
it out.
So long, I just want to put all these songs out, you feel me? Like I just want to get it out. Because I could, the time limit that I'm going to wait, I knew I wasn't going to put them songs back on. Just say, for instance, if I drop another album in 9 months, I knew I wasn't gonna want them other songs to be on that album. I already got a whole nother wave that I wanted to go. So I'm like, I'ma just put all these out for this. Cause like, as far as my next album, this album was me, like, becoming this new person. You know what I'm saying? Like, by the time I drop my next album, it'll be like, as this new person, if you understand.
Progression,
what I'm
just showing
right.
progression.
Right.
Because I speak to a lot of artists all the time. I try to get them to understand, like, they be trying to hold songs. Like, what are you holding them for?
Right.
You're going to make better music, and you're not going to want to... These songs are to build you.
Right.
They like bricks.
Right.
These are building blocks. Once they get old, then you're going to be like, I got so much other music, I'm not even concerned about these songs no more.
Right.
But you missed out on 200,000 fans by keeping them in your computer.
Right. Definitely, you ain't doing nothing but missing out. I even put leaked songs on the album. Like, some of those songs are leaked. Damn near the whole song, but people like the song so much, and then I know about like leaks. Your core fans, like some of your, like some fans won't even listen to a leak. Like, some people just listen to a leak, but it's only a small amount.
The people that's really dialed in.
Yeah, it's only a small amount everything. Of people who, like, gonna catch all the leaks. So you can still put them out and they do good. Drill Too Hard got leaked. Sold Out Days got leaked. Freestyle got leaked. Like, a lot of my good songs got leaked. Some people, like, if a song get leaked, they won't put it out because, like, it's already leaked.
Right.
I don't think that's right either.
Because the fans,
it's so many people in the world.
So many people in the world. There's so many people that hadn't been exposed, and some people think everybody know everything that's going on in their head,
yeah.
and they don't know.
The world's so big.
Super big.
No, I'm everywhere. Like,
how was now, Fashion Week? How was that experience?
I really liked Fashion Week. I you know, at first, like, I wasn't even into clothes, period. You know, I'm hustling. I wear a jumpsuit every day, for one.
We used to wear each other's clothes.
You feel me? So now that I have then got into, I have kind of trying to tap into the fashion side, just, like, being in Paris, Fashion Week, like, people knowing who I am, me trying to, like, get fly. You feel me? Like, I like that vibe a whole lot. I can see me at a lot of Fashion Weeks from now on.
Yeah, Paris be crazy for Fashion Week.
Yeah.
A week with Lil Baby. Let's go through a week with Lil Baby, a whole week. Monday, what we doing?
Well, my mind just got kind of...
Cause today's
I was
like, Monday.
Today, Monday. I was like, or even last Monday, or the Monday. But like the last 5 weeks, I've been working on my album, like getting the album out and shit. So they've been like hit that week with Lil Baby, you feel me? But like on a regular Monday, we might be kind of chill because we had a... crazy weekend. Monday usually the day. If I had like a concert or something Sunday, so Monday I'd be the day I come home. Usually, like, come home, chill Monday. Maybe try to get my kids or something, or maybe even not. You know what I mean? I just chill at home Monday. Might don't even come outside, don't go to the studio or nothing. Then Tuesday I try to handle my business, what I need to handle, like in the city, like go to the bank or pull up here, pull up there. Then I might get my kids, then keep them, then studio, then go out, then take them to school, then 100 million more things throughout the day. Interview here, phone call here, feature here, show here, gotta stop here, Zoom call here, meet him here, talk to him about this, he trying to tell me this, he wanna tell me that, I got this going on with him, so I need to meet with him. It's like every day, like nonstop. My phone run 10 times since I've been sitting right here.
But what about the girl you supposed to get her body done this week? You ain't got no body done the whole week. You gotta get a body done.
I don't even get bodies done. That's the crazy part. But she want me to see her. I'm trying to see her. You hear me? Like, so that's a part of the schedule too, for sure.
Now, you said something in the weekly rundown. Going to the bank.
Hmm.
What's the difference in Lil Baby going to the bank in 2022 versus Lil Baby going to the bank in
2017, 2018? I just had learned about the bank. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never had a bank account, never had a nothing.
Let's fast forward a little bit then. Let's go.
Nah, I'm saying that's when I got one.
First album.
That was when I first got one. Like, around that time. That was 2017, 2018. That was when I first got a bank account. Like, I ain't really know nothing. So every time I go in the bank, I'm learning how to do it, whether it's send a wire or withdraw or get a card, or I don't know how to do nothing yet. You feel me? Now, fast forward to 2022, and you know, like, you go most of the time, you stay at the same bank.
Right.
So, like, I done been going to this branch for like 5 years now. You feel me? So they done been going with me. I done seen people come in. Now some of them still there, some of them not there. But even like when a new team come, they already know that I'm a regular.
Right.
So it's like, it's like a breeze now for me. And I really don't even have to go in the bank no more, because like my accountants and stuff can handle everything I need to handle. But I like to be on top of everything every once in a week or two.
We going on a shopping spree with Lil Baby.
Right.
What's like your favorite spots? I know you rock with my little dog Zahir real tough.
For sure.
I mean, Zahir, we've been since he was 15, 16.
Yeah, we running around
sneaker
too.
Sneaker friends. He actually made, I don't know if anybody here, if V13 still has one, but Zahir from Icebox Jewelry is actually the kid that made the V13 hoodies that zip all the way up. The full zip hoodies. I think he made those. He's probably about, Zahir had to be, he was about 16 when he made those.
Damn. He a little hustler too.
Oh yeah, he been about it.
For sure. So, shopping would go. Then Atlanta. I like this little spot.
You don't have to tell the spots. You know, you don't want to sometimes.
Alright, so we might go a little clothes spot. Get us some little clothes and shoes. We're gonna go to Macy's. Get us like boxer t-shirt. Then you know what I'm saying? Us, cause most of the time I got the fellas with me. You know what I mean? And most of the time we on the road and we on the road, so we throwing this type of stuff away. So I had to be just
taking all the bags.
Clearing dirty clothes everywhere and stuff like that. So we always on the hunt for like new clothes, new shoes, stuff like that. I have my days, like some days I just wake up like, I'm gonna buy me some. Most of the days I'm not like that. I try to save as much money as possible. Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm just gonna buy me some. Yeah.
We talked about that saving.
For sure.
A long time ago.
For sure. Now, what's crazy from the last time we talked, I was more so on the saving. But now I'm more so on the, like, saving and investing.
Investing.
Yeah,
making
because
money grow.
Just saving ain't gonna do it. Saving means coming in to save.
Right.
Even if it start coming in, you can't save no more.
It's gonna start going out.
It's gonna start coming out, yeah. So now I know, all right, I had the saving part down pat. I'm a master saver. But then I started realizing, like, even saving not gonna really do too much. You know, you gotta save to have something, but just.
What was the line about that, too? I went from the shoebox to the what?
On a Swiss account?
Yeah, from the shoebox to the Swiss account.
Right. Like, literally. I used to keep my money in the shoebox. I had the shoebox. Now I got Swiss accounts. Then I said, yeah, I'm from a series of projects, shoebox to a Swiss account. Yeah, I'm a shoebox to a Swiss account. I actually do have a Swiss account, like real Swiss account.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Chris Brown tour, you've been touring. Like, hey, I remember you, Sandy, and me going to Augusta doing shows.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
So it don't take long when you go for them.
Hey, you know, that's when I was lit. That was when I learned, like, young lit. Yeah, we went to like Augusta, Macon. That was like my first like out of town shows
first
where I seen
show.
Like folks out of town rocking with it. Then that was when I knew.
When your manager driving the
show. Yeah.
What's like the ultimate show? Like you just did Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
What's like the ultimate show that you haven't done yet? Like, I wanna do this, that you haven't had a chance to experience.
Well, I'm about to do the World Cup. But I want to do the Super Bowl. I always want to do a Super Bowl, for sure. That's like the ultimate performance to me.
Well, the World Cup might be bigger than the Super Bowl.
World Cup bigger than the Super Bowl, but you know, like, Super Bowl, my country.
Right.
Like, where I'm from, you get what I'm saying?
What's up to my homeboy Jeff in the Cayman Islands? FIFA, y'all did them wrong. Y'all know that. Lil Baby's getting ready for the World Cup. Now, the movie, the documentary.
Right.
Reviews crazy. All the old footage. I had a little conversation with P about some of the footage. That's an off-camera conversation, but just compiling all this footage over the years, putting it all together, getting it out, seeing it manifest, and just becoming something. I know the guy who had all the Kanye stuff that came out and got the stupid check from Netflix.
Right.
Then your documentary comes.
Right.
And you're seeing all the clips that people are taking from the documentary, posting up everywhere.
Right.
Like, run me through the documentary, just the whole brainchild.
Well, we already had a documentary one time before. It was like a little short documentary. So we kind of already knew how it'd go on the level, lower level. But all this be like 90% P idea. You feel me? Like, we need to shoot a documentary. I always had a cameraman from the start, you feel me? I ended up getting into it with him. They ended up having to pay him like.
He told me the story.
Crazy to get there. get the footage back. And what I'm trying to tell them the whole time is, that ain't the footage. Like, I was there, you feel me? I know what he got footage of. He kind of gave them. The footage he wanted to get in was really, like, nothing for real, you feel me? Like, that was just a whole... It really supposed to have been way more footage than that, you feel me? But the little footage that they did recover and stuff, it made it work. It had little scenes, you know, that made it work. But I really had, like, all the footage.
Just imagine if y'all had kept rocking and just got Craig, got everything.
He would have had, like, one of them Kanye checks, Kanye man checks for sure. So now, it don't matter who my cameraman is, I get him to give me my footage at the end of the week.
You have him come download it?
Just download it. I keep it. For you. I mean, you my cameraman, whatever, but when I switch up or whatever, I'm always have the footage.
You got to have the masters.
Got to have the masters.
Got to. How often do you talk to Thug? Y'all get to talk often?
I probably talk to him, like, once every couple weeks, once every... Depends on, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm in Atlanta, I might be around somebody who on the phone with him or something. That'd be, like, a little easier if I ain't too busy. I've been so busy lately. I ain't really been talking to him, but I, like, send a message, or he'll send a message, you know what I'm saying? Through his manager or something. His manager hit me, like, Sly said this or that, you know what I'm saying? I tell him something, for sure.
Now, new album out. Anything else on the horizon that we can be looking for in the next 6 months? Or is it time for the Lil Baby headlining tour?
Lil Baby headlining tour for sure, and that's something. And this year, we're gonna just like ride out the album, you know, do whatever I need to do. We don't got nothing about 2 more months in this year anyway. Then next year, you know, this shit don't stop. I'm right back at it.
Right back to it.
Right back to it.
The future of Atlanta, what do you see?
I see Atlanta, the new, like, Hollywood, in a sense, as far as, like, movies and entertainment and media and stuff like that. Then I see Atlanta as, like, one of those, like, rich places versus, like, I see Atlanta being, like, houses going up and up and up, just keep going up. I feel like, man, is it prime location now? Is it already a prime location?
Oh, yeah.
Just like even more just getting...
It's definitely top 5, top 10 city.
That's why I see the future of being top number 1 city or if not 1 or 2, somebody else just keep getting bigger and bigger. I just see Atlanta getting better and better.
Now today's Monday and today's the first day to vote early for this election. You being a young man, there's a real big movement out here to really get young men out to vote. For all the Lil Baby fans, the guys who really love Lil Baby music, the guys who love Lil Baby movement, how you move, everything about you, what would you want to tell them about the importance of their right to vote?
I want to tell them the importance about the right to vote. It ain't even just about voting, but the importance of kind of just looking into what you voting for and who you voting for, what they trying to do and stuff. It really matters. Like, what people don't understand, I know people don't understand because I never was taught this. It's like, we actually do have more power than we
think.
We think. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff that we complain about, if we can get together and vote for it, we can get it changed. You feel me? It's like, we got power, but it's just, you gotta vote to be able to get this power. And so much of our community and stuff is so not into that we don't even understand it. But if because I didn't understand that first, because I always thought, like, what me voting for the president gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, that was my mentality. Like, what me voting gonna do? But now that I learned, I really see that votes and it make a difference. You know, you just see it on TV and that's all they tell you about it. You know, when it's campaign time, you see ads, you see this, it's like, you see this person vote for this person, it's okay, I'm gonna vote for this person. But when you take a time to understand why they vote for them or what he trying to do and what she trying to do or what he trying to do, and you get it like a better understanding. It's like, okay, I need to vote. And I need to get other people to vote too. You know what I mean? To do this, to do that. Like, so that's what I'm on now. Like, definitely trying to advise the youth to vote. I'm one of them people who I ain't even trying to convince you to vote for somebody, but I want you to vote, though.
Just make sure you vote.
Just make sure you vote, you know what I mean? And don't just do it because I'm saying vote. Actually look into something and take a liking to something and vote for it.
Do a little research.
Do a little research.
A little background.
A little background on something, and then actually vote for it.
A lot of people on paper, you go into court saying you got done wrong, and the judge is voted.
Elected by you.
You
got those.
You didn't vote. Now you
this
won't
matter. Yeah. That's when you, but you don't think it matter. But you don't even know, it might not even be that many people voted.
The local election is very important.
Right. Very, very important.
Lil Baby said, young men, you guys have to get out and vote. Today is the first day to early vote. They got some new rules too in place saying, like, if you're gonna vote on the absentee ballot, you gotta show your ID when you turn your ballot in. So make sure you know your polling place, go online and figure out where you're supposed to be at the right time. So your ballot don't get tossed away.
Forgot about
it. Lil Baby for the vote.
Lil Baby for the vote.
I still wanna reiterate, like, how big you are as an artist. Mm. I think a lot of people listen to your music and they don't understand, or they haven't done enough research. And you probably voted, but you didn't do enough research to understand how big Lil Baby.
Right, exactly. Like,
it's like when you hear people talk about the music and say certain things about the music, it's almost like you can really tell who's in tune and who's not in tune.
Right, just how what they saying.
But I think with the internet, since everybody has an opinion, how do you feel about the people that know and the people that don't know? Because it's clearly right in their face that you're speaking about something that you don't even have no clue about.
Right. So what I try to do is, like, and I know this, I just see it's like people speak on something they got no idea of or nothing, so I don't feed into that. I try not to. If it sound logical, though, I may be a kind of punter on it, but that's why I try my best not to read comments and stuff like that, because it's so much of...
Oh, the comments is the entertainment.
I don't read comments and stuff.
The comments is comedy.
I don't read my comments.
If you can look at them as Comedy Central, it's entertainment, because most of the people that say some outlandish, some over...
They wanted
way,
to be a joke
way
anyway.
Over here,
they
really
to be a joke.
Trying to, they really make trying to clown laugh. To get some attention to see if somebody gonna look, go look and see what they be talking about. Like, you can really just...
See that.
You can see it.
Exactly.
Like, they, the trollers.
Right, that's what they call trolls.
Right, the trollers. But to me, when you listen to the music and you understand the music and you spend time with the music and you really pay attention to it, if you really engage with it, it's for you.
Right.
If you don't engage with it...
It ain't for you.
It's not for you. Keep trolling. Right. Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling, trolling, whatever you're doing. Yeah, it ain't for you. You don't get it.
In the car collection right now, where we riding? I saw the Bulletproof G-Wagon a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Today we run track out Demon. We just low key today. But in my
did P give you his track out or you bought one?
And we ran through about 10 track outs, but
somebody at Chrysler, listen, y'all should never sell P another Demon. Cause the folks in Fulton County of Georgia 400.
It's on them. So they got it.
They got a billboard.
what the bill was say?
Track Hawk P. 210 MPH.
Hey, that was good.
Not 4 PM, not QC. MPH.
Hey, that's crazy.
And the collection?
My Ferrari, McLaren, Ferrari G-Wag, Master Lamb truck, TRX truck. I really ain't been into cars. I ain't bought no car in like.
But I know what your favorite car is. I want to see if you're going to say it. Now, you just said all those big names. You just said all those big names. I'm going to see if you're going to keep it all the way real. If we really, really plugged in, if me and you really plugged in, out of all the cars, what's your favorite car?
My low-key cars.
Hold on. Let me type it in my phone, and then I'm going to hand it to you. See if I'm on point.
I don't got one right now. It's my low-key cars, though. Car, no attention, black. Whatever car I got is black tints. I don't want to slide in.
Well, guess we ain't gonna expose it because then people gonna be looking for it. But just tell me if I'm on point.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that it?
For sure. See that one but right, okay. And that one, I got into a high speed chasing one of them. Like, so once it be
up.
Like that, I be kind of off. I'm like, man.
Well, the new one about to drop.
I'm waiting on a new one.
I'm waiting on one.
I supposedly supposed to be one of the first ones. Supposedly. You know how they
if I get mine first, I'll sell you mine.
No, I don't want it because you probably try to sell it to me. Sound crazy. I'm trying to get mine.
It's an investment, though. You just talked about making an investment.
It's definitely an investment, but I'm trying to be on your level. I'm trying to get mine in the major.
We'll work it out.
Let's work it out. You get yours first. I better have mine first.
Conversation with Lil Baby, Old Pockets, Mr. Jones, Oakland City. You been doing a lot of investment in the hood?
For sure. On the low end, though.
Because y'all almost let Rocco Bob Oakland City.
He did. But you know, we went on that. I went on that then. You feel me? Like, I used to see him early in the morning. Like, I might be doing what I'm doing. I see him riding through there early in the morning. I'm like, damn, this yeah, he be doing. And I started figuring out he buying a house and shit, but I still went on that. And them houses, when he was doing it then, was costing like $25,000. Them same houses without doing nothing to them, they like $250, $350 now. Abandoned.
And he won't sell you one.
Yeah, man, he know what he doing.
Somebody called me a few weeks ago. They was like, hey, man, Rocco got this building over here on blah, blah, blah. We just found out he owned the building. I called him up. Oh, hey, man, what's up? No. No.
He know how to do it.
Hell no.
Because then it's like, what he going to do with the money? That's what I be telling people, like, certain offices and stuff be great. Like, even with little building stuff, I earn, like, certain stuff be great. But it's like, what am I going to do with the money? Yeah, you want to give me $2-3 million for this building, but what I'm going to do with the $2-3 million? I'm going to need another building. And it's kind of, it's getting scarce and scarce in Atlanta. Ain't too many buildings and stuff.
Any investment firm, business ventures coming up?
I'm starting like a little VC. I'm going to just start it off like small, maybe like 5 to 7 people, just like big names. Then I'm going to try to do it like they, like, out of the 5 to 7 people, let them
bring up
create their own vehicle. Let them, like, yeah, like 7 people run the board then, almost. Then, like, let them get, like, 7 people a piece. Probably a good little 50 people or something. Start a little VC, for sure.
So y'all pay attention. Lil Baby's talking about venture capitalists getting into the real money, the real side of things.
For sure.
Who's the first person to expose you to that side of the world?
Like Mike Rubin. Cause before then, I really never heard of it.
Anything else you want to tell the family? Oh, no, I got one big question I have for you.
All right.
What was it like the first time? I know you came up to the station, but before you came up to the station, what was it like the first time you heard one of your songs on V103? Because I know you're from Atlanta, you know, born and raised in Atlanta.
You know.
Like a lot of people think, like, and I had this conversation with a lot of people. They'd be like, oh, streaming this and streaming that, I said, listen.
And radio here different.
Say what?
See, but you know, I caught that. I caught an era where it was like, right at the end. My first mixtape was like CDs still. Then it was like screaming, like it was like, right, I caught like that. Like still a street wave where I still was paying the DJs in the club and shit. Like, I need to get my shit spent in the club. And like.
But the first time you heard your song on V103, what went through your head?
It had to be like somebody called, like a song on the radio. Then I had to like probably run to the car and jump in the radio and then missed it. You feel me? So then not every time I get in the car, I'm trying to catch it. You feel me? Like then when you finally do catch it, you know, you got to record, you got to do all that, then.
How big of a deal is it being a young man, a young kid from Atlanta, you making music, then your song comes on the radio station that's like the radio station for your hometown.
That make you feel like you made it. Nothing else don't make you feel like you made it. That's one of them things make you feel like you made it. Like, radio? Cause you know it. You know the whole city listens to radio. Man.
That's how we end it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.